Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Terry. How can I assist you today?
Good morning. I
Good
have a
morning.
question. I'm being charged for unauthorized payment of $89 and something cents, and I don't even know what company you are.
Okay. For me to know exactly who's charging you and why, ma'am, I would have to locate your account. Can I get your zip code, please?
19023.
19023. Can I get your full name?
Shalika Johnson or would be Nalija?
I got a
It's either
Nalisha
Shalika or
Johnson.
Nalija. Yeah,
Yes,
that's me.
ma'am.
That's me.
For me to be able to open up your account, ma'am, can I get you to verify your address?
Can you give me the verify what? I'm sorry.
Your address. I just need to make sure it's the right address and I can open up so I can see who's charging.
Okay, 405 Cowan Ave, Darby, PA.
Yes, ma'am. I see at this time it looks like you did a trial for a Nuvi face cream, which is good at helping with elasticity and toning and fine lines. I don't know if you remember paying $6.59 for a trial back on January 2nd.
I haven't even gotten anything. I don't even remember ordering anything. The only thing I ordered, but I don't remember ordering from y'all. I ordered some stuff from Amazon, but I've never ordered from another place, another third party. I
Okay,
always order off of Amazon.
this is a face cream moisturizer. It shows that
Yeah.
it delivered on the 15th.
We've been in a pandemic and I haven't even gotten any mail. I haven't even gotten the stimulants yet. And they talking about they were supposed to mail that out. I haven't even gotten that.
Okay. So, I do apologize about that, ma'am. I do know here it was a trial-based product that was done. It looks like it was ordered on the 2nd, and I do see here that I'm taking that it has been held up due to the fact that of shipping and stuff, but it does show here it did deliver on the 15th of January for the product.
I haven't ordered anything. I'm trying to figure out. That's why I had to delete my card. I just got off the phone with Amazon because I was getting money taken off my card from Amazon. I just got off the phone with them. I don't know what's going on, but all I know is I had to delete my credit cards off of Amazon. So now I'm trying to figure out what's going on with this place because
Okay.
I carry my card everywhere. So I'm trying to figure out who is using my card.
I do understand. I do apologize, ma'am. It is your email address
No.
BETNCREAMYALLOVA78 at gmail.com?
No.
Take it's wet and creamy all over 78 at gmail.com.
No.
Okay,
No,
phone
ma'am.
number 484-249-5265.
Nope. Nope.
Okay, the address
I've
is
got two different calling
405
area codes.
COL.
My address is what it is.
Okay, all right. Well, what I can do if you
But
would
my
like,
email
ma'am,
and my
because
phone
that.
number, that's the wrong.
Okay. Well, at this time, what I can do if you would like, it does seem here they were able to charge you the shipping and handling and had that product shipped out, but it doesn't show that they were able to get the full price for the product for after the trial. I can transfer you over to the fraud department since you are stating you're not the one to place these charges on the account. So that way they could do an investigation. They do prosecute whoever placed these charges against you, so they will be prosecuted. I do have to ask before I get ready to transfer you over Is there anyone else in the home that could have placed this order?
Probably my kids. I don't know, because I do have teenagers. So I'm kind of thinking one of my kids. I don't know, but I have my car with me all the time. So I'm trying to figure out what in the hell and who.
Okay. If you think it's one of the kids, would you like to just go ahead and update the account, ma'am, instead of doing fraud? Because doing a fraud, they will try to investigate through the IP address, the email, and the phone number to try to see who took and placed these charges against you. And they usually go for prosecution of jail time or a high fine.
I don't want my kids to go to jail, but they don't need to be making no purchases they ain't supposed to be making either.
Okay. Well, I can help you just update the account if you would like. I do have to let you know with this account, because it is active, I do have to let you know about the discounts before it will let me take and do anything really to the account. I do have to let you know there is a 35% discount if you would like to continue.
No, because I don't even know what type of face cream it does. What?
I do understand. I just have to let you know about the discount so I could be able. Oh, okay. I'm sorry to hear that.
I just got out of the hospital, so I'm confused about a lot of stuff going on. So I don't know if my daughter was maybe using it, or I don't know, use my card, because I know I couldn't really have much in the hospital. So I don't know, but
I'm
not trying to get my kids locked up for it.
I understand. I do have to let you, I really do understand. That's why I want to go ahead and help you update the account. That's why I have to let you know about the discounts. I don't know if I have said it, but they are offering a 50% discount, and it's only if you want to continue.
Okay. No.
Okay. There is one more, ma'am, and I do apologize. Our customer support center is offering customers an extra 25% for the new year. Make their product go down to like $20-some a bottle if you would like to continue with your subscription.
No.
Okay. At this time, what I can do, ma'am, is to go ahead and update your account to keep you from being charged anything else or shipped out anything else. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Give me just a brief moment.
I guess I realize now you can't leave your credit cards and stuff home with your children.
No, ma'am. I put all that up. But then again, now they're all grown, so I don't worry about it. I'd be trying to use theirs.
I know that. Look, I always tell my kids that y'all want to mess up the house, I can't wait till y'all get your own house, because I'm going to come and throw my sneakers here, throw my coat here. Watch, I'm going to cook it. Don't clean dishes. Don't wash no dishes. I say, y'all going to see how it is.
Oh, believe me. I used to be like, just wait, because when it's yours, it's a different attitude. My daughter's there. Mm-hmm. My son's. They're not quite there. Well, one just bought a house, so he's quite there, but he's still young. You know, he got two boys, and he make them watch out. But my daughter, she's kind of already there, because she always like, you're not going to mess up mine. I was like, oh, for real? She was like, yeah, you taught us well. But I'm going to be honest, my girls, I never had that problem. It was always the boys. So it's always been my boys. And I'm not going to lie, most of them are still the same. Even the one that over here with his little family, I told him, I said, even with you grown, you just throw your stuff around. He just looked at me. Mm-hmm. He said, yeah, but this is mine. I was like, yep. It's yours.
See, I got a 16. My daughter's 16. My son is 15. And then I have a 6-year-old boy. So they all just like to clean.
I believe it. They right at that age. They minds didn't like it either. Only reason I think my girls did it because they like to sit up in the room, read books all day. They didn't like to go out. My boys were always out, so they just throw their stuff. The girls were like, we're not going nowhere. We'll sit here and read. But they're 5 years apart, so they're just so used to being together. And you wouldn't believe they...
My oldest daughter, she's 24.
Oh, okay.
She's 24, my oldest daughter, but she moved to Mississippi, so can't nobody mess up nothing to her. So, look, that's fine with me.
Oh, God, I got you. I remember I was doing that counting. I'm just happy all mine was doorstep babies. So once one left, the other one was going the next year. And the other one the next year. The only one that kind of holed around, I think, was the twin, the baby boy. He kind of stayed around a lot longer. And his other twin moved to Vegas. So it was like, when are you leaving? And now I wish they
had twins.
Oh, they were the last ones. God bless me. I'm saying it's a blessing because I'd already had five. So when they came along, they were a blessing because they made seven. And I always say God gave me a blessed number. But raising them, everybody was like, how do you do it? I said, oh, God raised them. And now that they've grown, I even tell them God was so good because you guys were a handful and then some. But you wasn't as bad as other people.
I'm 42, so it's like I want another one because I always wanted twins. I don't know why, but I always wanted twins. Like, I thought it was so cute to have twins.
It ain't.
They're adorable.
It's fun dressing them, but when they get to a certain age, they got their own mind. And my boys, and we always bought them the yes, and I never forget. One look at the other and was like, I don't want to wear what he's wearing. I want to wear this. And then when you go start going shopping, it was like, I don't like that color. I like this color, and I want this shirt, and I don't want that shirt. Yeah. My shirt shouldn't have to match his. So what? We twins. And then it was the fighting. I said, oh, God, they act like girls. They fight so much.
Oh, wow.
And then now that they're older, they still, honestly, one came and visited not that long ago, and they were out in my front yard, and they out there wrestling. And I'm like, oh, my God, y'all 23 years old, still running around here fighting. But mama, and I just shook my head. I said, I miss you so much. This is the part I miss because you guys are crazy. And then, but the oldest one brought baby one over because he, like I said, the baby one lives in Las Vegas. He came to visit, and he was like, Mom, you said only Glenn got him because you said, because I don't want him in my car. I'm like, oh, my God, y'all are so evil.
Gosh.
Evil for boys. Girls, I would think, would be better, but I'm being told it goes both ways. It goes both ways. I was like, oh, okay. I said, well, it was fun when I could dress them alike. It was fun when I can do different things. But at this time, shoot, I'm glad they grown. I'm so glad.
If I couldn't have twins, I put it like this. If I couldn't have twins, I wish I was a twin.
Oh, okay.
I think I would have had a ball with that one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but some people just don't do that. Because I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, look like because they identical. And going to school, I always got calls of this one. And I apologize. I chastised your son because I thought he was the other son. So it was like, oh, okay. And they were like, but they're identical. I was like, yeah, but they are totally opposite. They look alike, but they're totally opposite. And then as they got older, I couldn't dress them alike anymore. Shoot, by the time they hit kindergarten, it was like, I like red, and another one was like, I like green. So the outfits were the same but different colors, which was kind of good for the teachers because they would get a little, So I always told them,
I always told him the one in the red is the baby boy, and the one that loves green is the older one. And then, but one of them got sick and he ended up with a trach. So it was like, you, I would tell people, just look at the neck. Look at the neck. Look at the neck. You'll know who's who. Because he has a scar from his trach, and he used to laugh. He's like, Mom, why don't you tell people look at my neck so they'll know who you are? A lot of time, that's how family members were able to tell them apart. They would look at the one on the neck and be like, okay, that's the, you're Quan. And he like, yeah. And he like, okay, I had to look at your neck. And I said, oh, I'm so sorry. And he'd be like, that's okay. That's okay. I said, it is okay, because if nobody knows about that and they don't really pay attention, I'll see y'all out and y'all look so much like still that it's a shame. They wear the hair different,
and
they clothes different. Oh, yeah.
And then he don't want to be somewhere and his family is not around, but the only way to identify him is through that. So it's like, you know.
Oh, no. Nah. See, he's in Vegas, so everybody knows. Well, I got family in Vegas, so they kind of know who he is. And he's by himself. He don't have to share with his brother. Out here is always where your twin. Oh, friends, that even though they had different friends, their friends always kind of know who was who. Mm-hmm. And they dress totally different. One is more of a upscale bow tie and, you know, want to be all professional. And the other one is more laid back, some jeans, nice pair of shoes with a sweater, and he's cool. So it's like, okay.
Yeah,
they're totally opposite. But I do have you canceled out. If you have a pen and paper, I can give you that cancellation number. That way that company cannot charge you anything else or ship you out any more product.
Okay, let me find an ink pen.
Okay.
See, I just got out of the hospital for having kidney stones, so I'm in a lot of pain.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, they had left one in me in February because they said during the coronavirus, they closed down all the ORs. So I couldn't get my surgery to get the kidney stone out, so they had to leave it in there. And then New Year's Eve of last year, I ended up in a hospital, and the man said if I wouldn't have came in the hospital, I'd have been dead New Year's Day.
Oh, wow.
Like, it infected my blood, infected my kidney. It mildly damaged my kidney, so it's like, that's kind of on y'all negligence, because when OR opened back up, y'all was supposed to follow up on your main patients that was on the list for surgery.
Yeah. I'm so sorry to hear that. They have to... I know it's been crazy, but they're going to have to do better.
I could have lost my life. Where the heck would my kids be?
Yeah, that's why I said they have to do better. Even though I know there's a lot going on, they're going to have to do a lot better.
Okay, I got the ink pen.
Okay. That cancellation number for your Nuvi face cream is A as in Adam. 19025 D as in Delta 47 A as in Alpha.
Okay.
You will get a customer. Well, it won't be your email, but I'm glad I gave you the cancellation number. But whoever's email is up here will get a confirmation email that the account is canceled. They cannot be charged anything else or shipped out any more product. I should say you cannot be charged anything else or shipped out any more of that product. Okay?
Okay.
Is there anything else I could do for you today, ma'am?
No, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day, ma'am. Please get well and take care of yourself, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.